Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, strap yourselves in and get ready. It is Wednesday, the 11th day of July 2012. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. Masses of absolutely vital news and information today. And we're going to have open phones during the first 2 hours. And in the third hour, when journalist and researcher Dan Feit joins us. He is a real expert when it comes to researching the exploding arms buildup, paramilitary buildup by the occupational government and the collaborators that are working with the system. And I don't use the term like collaborator just to give it a verbal flourish, some hyperbole of, oh, yeah, collaborators with what? Hillary Clinton in the WikiLeaks documents said we cannot criticize China anyway. They own us. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others brag they have taken over the United States by fraud and Europe. They brag in hundreds of publications a month. We read the publications here on air, a smattering of them. It's out in the open. We've been conquered through fraud. We've been signed on to debt that isn't ours. And this is a designed global depression that's been hooked up to consolidate control. That's the message. There are great bureaucrats out there. There are great police out there. There are great school teachers out there. There are great entrepreneurs, farmers, nurses, doctors, scientists, researchers. Most people aren't individually bad, but they're childlike, they're decadent, they're not serious-minded. And I've studied history, and I've studied what the current elite believes in and what they're pushing, and we're in a lot of trouble. So what are we going to do? I want to put the number out today. I'm going to give it out now or when we come back from break and then go over some of the news. But I specifically, we don't screen your calls. But sometimes I say, hey, I want to hear from first-time callers. Or I say, I want to hear from police or military. Or I want to hear from people in Australia on the carbon tax. Or I want to hear from people in California with their carbon tax. I mean, you know, you listen to the show. I do that all the time. So specifically today, I'd like to hear from first-time callers in the first hour. We'll have free-for-all in the second hour. I'll try to go to your calls. In fact, look, we'll just go to your calls at the start of the next segment. In fact, I'll just give the number out right now. For first-time callers, do you think I'm over-forecasting what we're in the middle of? Have I been accurate? Have my guests been accurate? Or am I blowing it out of proportion? I'd like to hear I'm blowing it out of proportion. I wish I was. I know I'm not, but I'd like to get your take on that. Are you concerned about the military buildup against us, the police buildup, the announcements now that, oh, it is for you? And, yeah, your trash pickup people, they are spying on you because you might be a terrorist. And the cops are training with the military to lock down cities and take our guns. I mean, that's all public. So we were right all these years about that. Now that it's building up like an enemy army building up on our border, testing and probing us and acclimating us for full takeover. And in the clergy response team training, where they train the preachers, they train you to have your children taken, to go to a FEMA camp, to be given inoculations, to be re-educated. I mean, that's preachers on the news bragging they've been trained to do it 3 years after we broke it and people couldn't believe it. It was so shocking. Life in America is going to look like the town in Red Dawn under occupation. It happened everywhere else. Tyranny's the norm. It's really happening. It's really happening. 800-259-9231. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Are you concerned about it? What are your ideas? What do we do about it? Everybody can call in. I don't care who they are as long as they're a first-time caller. 800-259-9231. We got big news straight ahead. I'll try to just hit some of the headlines. You know, I will just, like a dog chasing a rabbit, I'll go off down a rabbit trail. But I'm going to try to come back, mention headlines, go to your phone calls, 800-259-9931. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many of the supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Wednesday, another edition of the Alex Jones broadcast. I am Alex Jones, your host. We stream live video of this syndicated radio broadcast at prisonplanet.tv. We are fighting the construction of the globalist prison planet via the InfoWar, hence our flagship capital ship, InfoWars.com. And we wouldn't be here today, wouldn't be able to be reaching millions of people right now if it wasn't for listeners like you spreading the word on Facebook, Twitter, person to person, spreading the word about local AM and FM affiliates that folks are listening to us on across the country, as well as XM Channel 166. If you're a new listener and are saying, what is this guy talking about? What does this guy stand for? I am an individual who is a constitutionalist. I believe in the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I think it's the best system ever produced and deployed in a governmental system. I am a staunch defender of our national sovereignty, and I diametrically oppose everything that the New World Order stands for. What is the New World Order? Well, it's the same thing I said 17 years ago on air that I say it is today. It is a consortium of six private megabanks that have gotten governments in the Western world in the last 200 years, here it's only the last 99, to accept unlimited fiat currency they control. So they literally control the issuance of currency and credit and are able to take over economies in an unfair trade advantage. That's putting it lightly. They are monopolistic and authoritarian in their every move. They are anti-human. They are robber barons who have codified their dictatorial activities into a cosmology and worldview system known as eugenics. Under modern names, it is known as transhumanism. And they are pushing a world Soviet run by private interests. So the communism you've been taught about is not the true communism. It is a corporate fascism on top, directing a compartmentalized Soviet communitarian model on the bottom. Two different systems. It is government for and by inbred scientific technocrats who openly, in every one of their major tomes and treatises, are announcing a planetary world government to shut off resources incrementally until you are disarmed and poor and have no way to resist. Then from high-tech armored fortresses and underground keeps, the globalists will launch drone and robot-delivered bio and chem attacks, reducing the world population by 99% at least. Publicly, they say 80 to 90%, but in their deeper writings, they obviously don't tell their servant class they're going to kill everybody or almost everybody or they wouldn't be serving them. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a mass total takeover program. This is an emergency global transmission warning you. We have reverse engineered their entire program 17 years ago. Now it is a public. The globalists openly announced that they've established world government over the entire planet. They are mopping up a few isolated areas right now. Doesn't mean the countries they're mopping up are even good. Most governments are horrible and wicked, but the larger scientific, mechanized, focused, organized evil of the New World Order, it has got backroom deals with China and has pretty much absorbed the communist model there. But there's still some infighting going on because the globalists balance power against each other. Russia is a dictatorial authoritarian system, but compared to the Anglo-American New World Order variety, is not eugenics-based at this time. So the globalists are contending with them, infiltrating their country, openly trying to overthrow it publicly. The globalists are overthrowing the family. They're overthrowing any religious system because the state has to be God, has to be replaced with that. They are rewriting the genetic code of humanity and almost every other major species of plant and animal publicly. They are engaged in psychopathic power-mad orgies of irrevocable damage to the planet itself in their mad lust and race for godhood. And before I get a bunch of preachers sending me emails saying they're not going to become gods, they're not going to live forever, I don't believe that. That's what they believe. That's what the globalists say. I bibliograph it. It's all at whatistheendgame.com. Whatistheendgame.com. Online bibliography for my film Endgame. And that was made 5 years ago. We've made countless films, countless reports, countless articles, every day reports with their admissions, Rockefeller Foundation, all of it, how they're killing us, how the operation works, how they're killing the gut flora to then come and sell us new gut flora, making us totally dependent on them, those that are even allowed to live in the next phase before mass extermination. Absolute, total psychopaths playing God, mayday emergency worldwide. This is what we're talking about. Okay? That's it. That's the basics. And I want to know, do you think I'm crazy? Do you think I ought to just go shut up and everything's fine? Or do you understand? Have you looked into what I've claimed? Have you found out it's true and then some and then some and then some again? Because believe me, staring into this, when you find out how public it is and the fact that it's hidden in plain view, you can't go to a baseball game anymore. You can't sit there and hear the preacher talk about worshiping government all day anymore. You can't sit there and live in la-la land anymore. Because let me tell you something. I have found reality. The globalists think you're so stupid, they've written all of this down over and over again and have implemented it. And they're following their plan to the T. We've got them 6-7 years behind. They are in 2012, or they wanted to be in about 2005. But they are following it all exactly as they said they would. So I sit here with horror announcing to you daily what the next phase will be. And we fight them on certain issues, and then we're able to analyze how they're going to try to go around us when we beat them. I mean, when you're really living this war, I mean, we're in a virtual and real battlefield here. And humanity is in the crosshairs. And we're, I mean, I said I'd go to your phone calls in this segment. Just out of the gates, I am. In fact, I'm not even going to get to the off-the-chart news until I've taken 15 calls. In fact, John Harmon, you're up there taking the calls. I'm not allowed to go to news until I've taken 15 calls. Because I've somehow got to break the cycle of not covering the news and not taking calls. And nobody's complaining but me. You know, I listen to the broadcast, and sometimes there's moments of genius. There's other moments of overheating and my psychological engine blowing up. So it's a long race here. It's an Indy 500, and we've got to be the tortoise, not the hare. But let me tell you, the news is mooey crazy. Let me just give you one little tidbit. The last 4 days, it's come out that three big pharmacological companies knowingly were killing their customers and laughing about it. With vaccines, with psychotropics, and with asthma drugs, knowing that it would kill people and wouldn't even help them. It's not like, oh, it helps some, kills others. No, knowing their products are total crud, giving you measles, mumps, rubella in the shot, killing your child when they go to get asthma medication. Just, it's all a giant joke. It's all a giant, huge, in-your-face joke to the globalist. And now they've got legislation that looks like it's going to pass to give themselves total immunity. And not just immunity for drug companies. They already have it with the vaccines. Globalists are like, we're going to be killing people with this, giving them cancer and stuff, brain damaging them, and we got to have immunity. And they've got immunity, which is a fraud. It's kind of like the Nazis saying they had immunity. We'll see how much immunity you have at the end of a rope. It's a mind game. Oh, I have immunity. Oh, yes, now you have immunity. Yeah, we'll see how much immunity you've got. Nixon said he had immunity for chump change crimes compared to what's going on now. So we're going to get into that because now big agro with biotech wants liability protection from the federal government, and the bill is very close to passing. Gee, they want liability protection from food they're going to make you eat because it's so good for you. And we've got all the documents and all the news articles going back 15 years where the Monsanto crew will not eat their own food. And all their big biotech campuses, you know, behind armed guards and swipe cards and the rest of it, at their really bioweapon facilities, they call it food production. this eugenics company, their scientists have GMO-free cafeterias. I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and go to Kevin in Kentucky. Kevin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. To answer your question, I guess, no, I don't think you're crazy and exaggerating. If anything, you're not going far enough. But, hey, you're doing what you can do. I did want to say, last night I was speaking with a friend of mine who is in the healthcare industry. She's a nurse. And we were just having a conversation, and I asked her what she thought about the new healthcare bill being passed. And before she just started, I just want to let people are waking up. She says, what in the world? I am so sick of all these people complaining about Obama and the new healthcare law. It's driving me crazy. So people are waking up. And, I just wanted to throw that in there. But another friend says that those kind of things will never happen in our lifetime. They're not worried about it. Now, most of the people that I talk to that aren't awake don't have children. They don't have any, bills to pay per se. You know, they're getting their food stamps. They're living just fine, so they have no reason to worry about it. I have two children, a family, and a home, trying to live the American dream that my parents did. Me and you are the same age. And it's tough. It's really tough. And it's hard to explain.
Exactly. For all these people on disability, a lot of them, need it. I'm not saying they're even bad or You've got over 51% of the public on government dole one way or the other. And the rest of us are getting ready to have our backs break. And the globalist answer is re-education camps and labor camps. And they now admit this. This is not going to be like Russia where they get away with it. There's 200 million guns in this country.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Reported this 3 months ago and then again another month ago. There's a train of Russian ships pulling in to the port there, their only Mediterranean port in the Mediterranean there in Syria. That's part of the news coming up. Now the New York Times has reported it. So we now know it's true. Again, when the sun comes up in the morning, the New York Times has to say so for us to then, because they told us there was yellow cake from Niger in Saddam's garden. Remember, they even said it was buried under a rose bush. But now they're saying ships are being sent. So I have to question it. Maybe Russian ships aren't being sent. No, the Russians confirmed a month ago they're sending in Spetsnaz, you name it. That's coming up. That's the type of news we're going to be covering. And NATO is saying they want to start bombing, you know, in a humanitarian way, Damascus with Russians in it. You know what that sounds like to me? Yeah, it's not very good. See, the world is in more danger now than it's ever been. But they've got trash men all over the country busy looking in our trash cans for Al-Qaeda. That's just the priming you. In fact, they've already switched to, and anything else that looks illegal. You smell marijuana in there? You see any marijuana seeds? They get you primed on. Here's Al-Qaeda. And then pretty soon, did you see somebody spank their kid? That's why I'm creeped out, ladies and gentlemen. The government is not the government anymore. I don't care if the average person in it isn't a bad person. It doesn't matter. The people driving the ship are super bad hombres. And bending over to them and licking their boots isn't going to get us out of this. Let me just give everybody a news flash. Shh. I've got to shut up now. I'll never get to my 15 calls. I'll get to the news. John in New York. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I wanted to share 2 points with you because I believe in everything that you're doing. You've woken me up extremely. And my first point, it actually goes to television and film. There is so much New World Order in television and film, at least I've been realizing in the last 5 years, that is just...
No, you're absolutely... That's why I'm hiring 4 or 5 more reporters, if I can afford it, is because... I'll just give you inside baseball. I plan to put 2 of them on the media beat, because every time I turn on a movie or a TV show, it's anti-family, anti-gun, pro-world government, military checkpoints on the highways. I mean, it's all anti-freedom messages because they know about 80% of people don't even watch the news. I mean, you think the news is full of bull, folks. You ought to try. Every movie I see is laced with it. I mean, yes, sir, you're right. We're going to try to focus on that more. What kind of things are you noticing?
Noticing corporations and world government. There's a new show, Continuum, that's airing in Canada. Is very famous, and it's truly about the New World Order. That is the plot. It is about an officer who has finally woken up to the New World Order and how corporations in the future, in 2076, have bought all the people. They've bought all the land. They own you. You don't own yourself. They own you.
By the way,
own you.
You know the psych warfare. I know a lot of TV producers, a lot of Hollywood people, and I mean a lot of directors and producers. And I met so many of them, and they described it this way. They said, look, a lot of us know what's going on, but this stuff doesn't get approved by the big heads of the different corporations. It doesn't get approved by Fox or by Universal or by the studio heads, unless it fits in their agenda. So they'll be anti-New World Order, and you'll even get some shows out like Jericho on mainstream television where a Merck group in the government stages a nuclear attack to get martial law going, which is actually one of the real plans. Because it is. The New World Order is a banker Merck takeover of America. But see, the reason they'll allow that on air, and it was top rated, and then somebody higher up said kill it, is they only want a little of it to condition people. Like, oh, that's a movie. That's only a movie where the Mercs nuke things. Or that's only a movie. Or it's 2075 when there's a global corporation. No. They've been taking blood for 40 years. They've now ruled blood samples taken over 25 years ago. You just look this up. Court rules corporations own your DNA. When they take your baby blood, or you agree and sign forms for a blood test, you know, you think it's a free blood test at college or whatever, they say, oh, free HIV test, where everybody's scared of getting it because they're sexually active, so you'll get the blood test. And it was free, but the form said they could actually use it for research. You're like, oh, that's okay, even if you read it. Now, when you go in, you have individual protein combos and things. You go to get a genetic treatment, they go, that's going to be $1 million. And you go, well, why, $1 million? We go, we own your DNA now to give you your own DNA treatment. Great point. In fact, stay there. I want to hear another comment from you, John. Then we're going to go to Scott, Mark, Nick, Alan, and others. And the news is coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Calls here in a moment, and the last caller really hit one of my pet peeves, John in New York, and we're going back to him in a few minutes here. One of the areas I kick myself constantly is that I'm not following propaganda and entertainment enough, and I don't just mean Illuminati imagery. I don't just mean things like that. Anytime my wife downloads mainline TV shows to watch when she's lifting weights at the house or running on the treadmill or whatever, she'll call me over and go, look at this. And the bad person that's got children kidnapped in a basement refuses to vaccinate their children. Or the person that refuses to vaccinate wants to secretly nerve gas New York City. It's every show. I know you're seeing it. I don't watch entertainment shows other than things like the Olympics. I will probably TiVo it. I have cable. I don't have cable. I have Dish or whatever it is. I have some system in my house. I don't even watch enough to know. I will watch some of the Olympic stuff. I mean, And again, I'll feel guilty the entire time because they'll be bombarding New World Order, global government messages. I'll have to turn the television, you know, off or fast forward every time ads come on because of all the subliminals and things. But overall, I mean, it is, you know, good to see human potential, and I like track and field, the swimming and things like that. It's good for my children to see that because then it gives them role models to be into sports instead of into other things. So I get why people run to sports. It just becomes this totally overdone, you know, sick culture where we then idolize all these big professional athletes who've got the sordid background. But when it comes to just flat out, straight up sports, it's one of the healthiest things out there. And certainly not saying I'm some sports aficionado. I just, as I get older, realize how important sports is for children. But I'm going to digress at that point. I know I'm stating the obvious here. And do two plugs here. One is just informational. We make videos all the time that we air here on the radio / TV or on the nightly news. I can shoot one at my house for 5 minutes, holding the camera myself with it shaking, and it gets 800,000 views. I can produce a documentary that takes a year to make, it gets 5 million views. I can make a documentary that takes 2 days to make, and it gets 4 million views. You never know what is going to hit the zeitgeist with people. And I don't tailor what we produce to try to hit a zeitgeist. I believe that people should want to know what's going on in reality and know about threats to their future and their present, for that matter. So I produce things that I think are important, and it's hit or miss, but I still produce what I think is important. And we spent all of 2.5, almost 3 weeks producing a 20-minute video titled Humanity's Greatest Secret, Dreams of the Universe. And it came out Saturday afternoon, and it's only had 191,000 views. Now, I've seen algorithms out there and reports that YouTube has gotten harder and harder because there are tens of millions of people posting stuff, so it's so competitive. You know, people that used to get millions of views every video, they're lucky to get 100,000 now. So I understand with one of our channels with 220 million views or whatever, we have about 500 and something million total in the last few years, that we're dominating news and politics on YouTube. You know, that's the, quote, genre of the box they put us in. We're dominating. And it's an important area, YouTube is, because that's where we reach mainline people, young people and others, who would never come across this information, who don't listen to talk radio. Our biggest sustained audience is now over 115 AM and FM stations. It's really getting scary how many stations we're getting, because we're always gaining stations, but then losing them as they sell or change formats or things like that. So normally we would hover around, you know, 60, 70, 80 stations over the years. Now it's been well over 100 for a while, and we're gaining 3-4 stations a week now, and it's going to be like 150 if this keeps going in you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks. And it really scares me because the fact that I'm becoming mainstream really shows I'm right. I mean, I wish I was wrong. Every day I try to think of ways to be wrong. I try to think of ways that I'm overestimating the globalists. I try to think of ways that I'm wrong and it's not that bad. And believe me, folks, I know why a lot of you are in denial. I want to be in denial. I want to be in denial. And the fact that we're breaking through on every front is very positive, showing people are waking up. But then I hear the kind of stuff I say sometimes in the rebroadcast, because I'll have it on at night or something, and I'll go, that just sounds crazy. But I go, but I have all those articles on it. I mean, I just can't believe this is really happening. But again, the tyrants by increments have gotten us to this point. The tyrants by increments have just ratcheted up, got a little more. And because we had a system of freedom, it produced so much wealth that we've become decadent slobs. This is what every historian and philosopher and Christian religious leader has pointed out, that where you have the blessings of God and where you have liberty, you create unbelievable milk and honey. You produce wealth, and then your kids become a little less hardworking. They become a little less hardworking. and then they become decadent, and they become evil, and they become corrupt. So we're sitting here in the Western world, but also all over the planet, with good, hardworking, pure people who are trying to be pure of heart, certainly sinful, certainly have problems, but trying to be good. And then there are those out there that could care less and would sell their mother out for a stick of bubble gum. And we're reaching that tipping point now where the corrupt have gotten away with so much. These corporate CEOs, three big news stories the last 4 or 5 days where Big Pharma knowingly in their own documents knows their products, A, don't help people. It's not like it's a cost benefit. Well, it helps 10 but hurts 1. No. And then hide that from people. No. It doesn't work. It kills people. We know it's killing them. Ha, ha, ha. It's like that former Goldman Sachs managing, you know, international director we had on with the film that we're selling, A Greater Good. And I said, man, your film is, you know, kind of mainline about the dangers of vaccines. Did you know it's really on purpose? And she goes, yes, that's how I woke up. The head of a $7 billion a year company was in my office. And he said, we've got this new drug that's going to kill a bunch of people and make us a bunch of money, and started laughing. She said, so, yes, sir, I know. I just saw the film and thought it was very informed and good. I hadn't even looked into the fact that she was a former top person at Goldman, highest level of Goldman Sachs. And she goes, yeah, I know they want to kill us. But the public isn't ready for that, so I just made this film. And again, you can talk to anybody in the upper echelons of power and go, you've been in the meetings where we talk about killing everybody, right? And they go, yeah, sure I have. That's what they're into. You can talk to the top of their class at university. They've been called in and given the speech. You can talk to the top guy at the FBI. If he was honest, he'd tell you, this is the club, okay? And either and they'll test you once you start getting up to those highest levels. They'll test you and see if you're into it. I've had Russian bio, genetic engineering experts on. I've had British ones who were making millions a year at these companies, and they go, hey, this is sterilizing all the rats or all the guinea pigs. This potato is, this corn is. And they go, just don't worry about it. And they're like, but this is going to sterilize humans. And they go, that's the point. It's not just the trait we're advertising. Now, don't worry about it. And they're like, but this is really bad. It's also causing cancer and stuff. There's too many people. Shut up. You like your job, don't you? As director of this project, but it's going to kill people. Oh. Do you like your family? How's your daughter doing? How's your son doing? I mean, you know, shit, I've interviewed the police on air who have named the names of where at Oklahoma City, the FBI would come to their office, into the sergeant's office, into the head of the K-9 unit's office, and others, and say, do you like your wife and kids? Because they're going to be dead if you don't stop investigating this. Okay? That's who's running things in America. So let's stop being naive about it, okay? It's going to get us all killed. Because let me tell you something. The globalists are out of control. I said I'd go to your calls. We're going to go to them right now. The guy got me on a jag there. The point is, that video, I'm going to have it reposted by Adon, one of our great writers and webmasters. I'm going to have it reposted as a red link again, but I'm going to give it the headline, what I really think it is. Humanity's Prime Directive. Will you call Adon here real quick? Thank you. And we're going to Twitter it out at Real Alex Jones. And I want you to get this 20-minute video out to people because it really sets the stage mentally for people to think about. Come on in, bro. Yeah, come on in, Adon. Come on in. Hey, will you take this video and repost it as a red link and just give it the headline, Humanity's Prime Directive? Perfect. Top red link, Infowars.com. Thank you, my friend. That'll be up there in about 10 minutes, folks. It'll be up there in about a minute and a half, but you've got to hit refresh. I think we need to put an auto refresh on Infowars every 10 minutes or something. Because so many times people don't hit refresh, they don't get the new articles. It's important to do that. Okay, I'm digressing. It's what I do. I'm going to get to your calls. I said I'd take 15 calls before I even got to the news. I'm only on to the second caller right now. I'm going to go back to him in a moment. First off, paying some bills. And how do we pay our bills here? We pay our bills selling things at very low prices that I use and I believe in. We own all of the last run. This isn't even sell at Amazon until the 24th of July. We have it with a free citizen rule book and bumper stickers. Dreams from my real father, Joel Gilbert. about the real Barack Obama. This is a film you've got to see and won't put down, believe me. Everybody I've seen it says, wow, you weren't hyping this. Available, InfoWarsShop.com. Save some lives. Get the greater good at InfoWarsShop.com about the vaccines. Made by the former top Goldman Sachs lady who found out it was all a plan to kill people. But the point is that get that film. Get it out to people before their sweet little toddler gets the third round and is lights out and doesn't know who they are ever again. Okay? I mean, this is a death race we're in, ladies and gentlemen. Get it at InfoWarsShop.com or call 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 or write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Lastly, we have the best gravity-fed filters that you can use in a tent or your RV or your house or your restaurant or your business. And they got big ones, they got little ones. And we've already got the lowest price on it anywhere, but we got 10% off on top of that with promo code WATER at InfoWarsShop.com. Or you can call just our office and they'll take your order and get the discount there. Or you can write to us and the same thing. Just write the code WATER, 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsShop.com. And when you buy the books, the T-shirts, the videos, all that, it funds, well, the best there is. And we're not that good, I'll tell you right now. But we sure are eager to fight tyranny, and we're the best there is. We're the biggest thing there is fighting these people. And we're just now starting to get traction. So, again, please buy the books, videos, T-shirts, everything at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWars.com. We'll get you there. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. I've got to just shut up and go to the calls. John in New York, any other examples of brainwashing in entertainment TV versus what's in the news?
Well, right now you could definitely see coming up that Total Recall. You definitely need to do a video on that. That's Total New World Order, Mind Control, and Red Dawn, a film that was at MGM. It's getting released this October, finally, the remake in theaters. They're trying to shove it, and you could definitely...
I do mean to make up... Well, it was going to be about the Chinese invading, leading a Latin American force, which is actually an accurate scenario. That's a public scenario. But no, now it's North Korea that can't even build a car or tie their shoelaces. They're so big, you know, playing the part of TSA agents gone to heaven. I mean, that's what they are. It's the kingdom of TSA behavior. And for those that don't know, Red Dawn was supposed to come out a year ago. Like 2 years ago, Charlie Sheen was telling me about it, the remake. And instead, he's not in it, but you know, he was in the first one, so he knew about it. I went and looked it up. The Chinese government threatened the U.S. government, and they went and pressured the film company, and they went and re-edited the whole thing. Can you believe that?
Unbelievable. And it's just that the one thing I wanted to say, though, is that with everything that you're doing, people have to know that it's not so much about seeing this information, because I think what the New World Order wants is they'll throw all this information at you and then try to paint it as fiction, so that you can be fooled and not fully understand that this is actually real. This is actually happening. I think that's why...
Exactly. Great points. God bless you. Yeah, there's a Salon article out today demonizing myself and Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily, who was on last week. And it says we're basically delusional because we think the government's targeting people that like George Washington. That's in hundreds of police and military training manuals, and we have it on video. That's been all over the news. And they're there thinking their readers are dumb, which I guess they are. And then the commenters, they have the Joseph Farah clip about if, you know, Obama wins, they're going to hunt us down. And they say, and the commenters are almost all saying, yes, kill them. Kill conservatives. That's how they see anybody that isn't for aborting babies as a conservative. And it's just like, yes, kill us, murder us. But we're paranoid that we think they're coming after us. It's called right-wing publisher. We run some... misinformation. Oh, they got... no, that's not the article. I don't know. They've changed the headline. That's from April 11th, a year ago. You type in Alex Jones and click news. Web will give you an old search. And we're not... the crew's not in trouble. I'm just training new folks here on the job. Just type in Alex Jones, as I do every morning. I'm getting Google alerts, and I saw this. Joseph Farah, Alex Jones, and it's a new article out. I forget the exact headline. Let's go to another call here. Scott in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you, man. Hey, listen, you're doing a great job, and you're really just scratching the surface. I mean, it goes so much deeper than anybody can even conceive of, and it's a millennia-old plan just to destroy people. I spent almost 25 years working in nonprofits as a pastor, and I couldn't take anymore. I got out because the real work to be done is outside, person to person, family to family. And I just want to encourage everybody out there, especially dads. You know, I mean, if you're a father and you have children, raise them with the awareness that what's coming in the future is going to cost them. I mean, there's going to be a price to pay to maintain their freedom and their sanity. And, I mean, it's going to take some serious digging in and fighting for what we have.
And it's going to get worse. You're going to have already increasing mass suicides, more crazy zombie behavior. This is a society that's having its life force sucked out of it, that's having its survival instinct turned off. We are going into total self-destruction.
Seven children, and everybody thought we were crazy back in the day for having a big family. They're like, oh, no, man, you know, be selfish, live in a big house, have nice cars. And I'm like, no, I can see what's coming on the horizon, and I want a big family around me. I've got five sons. We've worked hard. We've trained them. We've homeschooled them and told them at one point, you're probably going to have to give your life on American soil or on a mission field somewhere for what you believe in.
Tell you what, stay there. I want to hear about how you raised your five sons. And I'll be honest, I've been fighting the globalists so hard, I haven't even done the best job of my children. My wife's done a great job. But you're right. Raise them up right. They're like an arrow. Once you release them, you know, it's all about that aiming those first few years. Yeah, absolutely. Children are designed to listen to their parents. The state tells you don't educate your kids so the state can indoctrinate them. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
GCN listeners are wise when it comes to preparation. They know the realities of unemployment, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, nuclear meltdowns, and the debt crisis. The very real threat of food price inflation and food shortages loom on the near horizon. If you want great value for your hard-earned storable food dollar, you want Legacy Premium from PrepareWise.com. At PrepareWise.com, we offer the best freeze-dried food storage products on the market. Get great taste, gluten-free, vegetarian-friendly breakfast and entrees with a 25-year shelf life, fast free shipping shipped within 3 business days, and our low price guarantee. Compare and see the difference at preparewise.com/GCN. Special discounts available for GCN listeners at preparewise.com/GCN or call 888-545-6265. 1-888-545-6265. And say you heard it on GCN. Prepare now. Preparewise.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody.
If you're looking on screen at PrisonPlanet.tv, we have the Drudge Report up. drugreport.com. UN treaty for gun owners, NRA takes aim. And the NRA, that's normally pretty limp-wristed and milquetoast, spoke to the Washington Times 6 months ago and said, yes, our intel is Obama will try with executive order to ban semi-auto and register all guns federally. They're already registered when you buy them, folks, you know, that you're getting guns. He's already restricted what guns can be sold just with a rule through the ATF. These are criminals. And when I read the Fox News article that's linked there, Paul Watson's written articles. The expert is a local gun dealer and friend of mine, Bob Dacey. Let's try to get Bob Dacey in next week because he brought in documents a decade ago and gave them to me. And I looked them up. I sent off to the UN and got the documents. It was the UNIDIR documents, July 7th, 2001. And it said the UN will ban all civilian ownership of guns. The civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. And I searched my website and stuff the other day, because it is 10 years ago, and I couldn't find that. I found that quote, but he had the actual UN printoffs from the UN and I think a New American magazine that he writes for. Get Dacey in here next week for an hour on gun control. I know he's hard to get on the air because he's busy running a hardware store and a gun shop. Just a good old-fashioned, hardworking American. And that's an example of raising your sons right. You know, I think one or two of his sons are state police now, and I know they're patriots. The point is that this is real. And the article says, a treaty being hammered out this month, the United Nations, with Iran playing a key role, could expose the records of American gun owners to foreign governments. Well, yeah, it says you're going to register them all under the treaty and give it to the UN. And you're like, that'll never happen. Well, like health care, the IRS will never tax you for that. It's all going to happen. They don't care. They want to start a civil war. They want the police and military to be wiped out. And by the way, they will be wiped out if they try this. This is one thing people aren't putting up with, and the system knows that. So the commies and the globalists are going to sit offshore while we kill each other. How about we just don't do it? Well, they're going to do it in Chicago and other areas. They might get away with it there. Wherever they can destroy a culture, they can get away with it. But, folks, it's all in there. Okay, it's a blank check. They call for banning civilian firearms. That's why they have a 357 Magnum tied in a knot at the UN building in New York. Enough for me. I'll hold him over if I have to. Scott in Tennessee, you were bringing up how you raise your sons up. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I mean, you mentioned, you know, legitimate things like full-spectrum dominance, and that's a great term. In your home, you've got to have a full-spectrum integration of your values, of the values of your father, your grandfather, your faith. And I think that, you know, people have forgotten that it's actually, you know, the first institution God established was not the church. It was the family. And I like to tell people it's way more holy to make spaghetti in the kitchen with your kids than it is to go to church and listen to some six-foot icicle talk about allegiance to the state. And they got to the point I couldn't take it anymore. And I said, you know what? I want to raise world changers who will go out and carry on my worldview, and they're not going to get it from these puppets in the pulpit. And for a long time, man, we just tried to reintegrate and go to another church, another place, try to find a place to fit in. And the truth is that the people who are going to make a difference in the coming days, weeks, and months, you are not going to fit in. So, you know, do what the Bible says, like Isaiah's coming in that spirit to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children. Take that in earnest and apply it to your life and become a better dad, a better husband, a better citizen. Do what's right, you know, when nobody's watching you. Be the person that you want your children to be. Be 10 times that person. And I tell you, they will catch it. They'll catch the things that you're not teaching. Or that, you know, you say, like, you think you could do a better job. Don't worry, Alex. Your kids are catching the fire from the things.
I want to hear more, but stay there.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require
require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.